Memorial Day tomorrow. I'm sure we're all thinking of gathering together with our families and friends and enjoying the time that we have off from work. And taking that time to reflect on those that have done so much for us. Now, the Bible has several accounts of memorials. And this one I read from Joshua, where they took the stones, and the stones were to be a memory, to be a memorial for all generations to come, such that when they saw those stones and asked, "What are these stones for?" the children of Israel would be able to say what God had done for them. And they'd be there to remind them. And today we have a similar practice when we lay out gravestones to remind us of someone in our lives, what they've done for us. Proverbs 10:7. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. And as we look back on this Memorial Day, let's remember that. That those righteous that we've known, that have fallen, that are sleeping, such that their memory won't be forgotten. And as I said, the Bible has several memorials in it. And we're going to go through several of them today too. Let's start first with 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 12. Now we have Peter writing as he got close to his death. He's writing letters, he's writing epistles. We have 1 Peter, we have 2 Peter. And he's looking towards what's to come. See, Christ had told them how he would die, that he would be martyred. And as he got close to that point where he knew it was coming soon, he began to write. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. "For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth." Yes, I think it's right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. Peter knew what was coming, so he wrote letters as his memorial. We have this sort of thing happening several times in the Bible. If we turn back to 2 Samuel, David gives a memorial of those men that fought with him, that helped him. And there are several pages of this, and I'll just touch on three. 2 Samuel chapter 23. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Joseph, Basahabeth, the Tachamite, chief among the captains. He was called Adino, the Esnite, because he had killed 800 men at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahorite, one of the three mighty men who David, when they defied the Philistines, who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had returned. He arose and attacked the Philistines, until his hand was weary and his hand stuck to his sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Harahite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. But he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. The Bible remembers our warriors. It gives accounts of them. The Bible gives memorial to others too. Let's turn to Matthew 26. Verse 6. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask, a very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head, and he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in the pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly I say to you, whoever this gospel is preached in the whole world, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." The Bible is an account of those people thousands of years ago that put Christ and their Lord first in their life. It's a memorial of other things too. If we turn to Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 1. "For the law, having a shadow of the things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with these same sacrifices, which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins." You see, in their yearly sacrifice, that was a reminder to Israel of their own sin, so they wouldn't forget their sinful nature. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 11, we'll get Paul's account of what Christ had recorded in Luke. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. "For I received from the Lord that which I have also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Christ gave us a memorial to remind us of his death and what he had done. But we have another memorial that overshadows all. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. beginning in verse 13. Then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.' Moreover, God said to Moses, 'Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations.'" To the soldier, "I am your shield and sword when I send you to war." To the firefighter, "I am the author and finisher of your faith when I send you into the flames." To the police officer, "I am the lawgiver when I send you to defend justice." To the paramedic, "I am the breath of life when I send you to revive." To the lonely, "I am the counselor and companion when you feel alone." To the hopeless, "I am the morning star when you call out in the darkness of your despair." To the worthless, "I am the perfect lamb that was sacrificed for you." To the dying, "I am the eternal life that awaits you." To the mourner, "I am the God of the living and the dead, and there is no loss in me. I am the Savior, I am the servant, I am the truth, I am the ransom, I am the ruler, I am the rock, I am the wonderful." I am who I am. That's his memorial to us for every generation going forward. It's to remind us he's there for every need. He's there every step of the way. He was the God of our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-great-grandfathers. He knew their hearts deeply. And he holds them dear to him. Just as he will our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. He's not the God who was, the God who will be. He's I am. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, a living testimony, a living memorial of those saints that came before us, a reminder of what your Son has done for us. And we thank you for your name. Heavenly Father, as we take a few minutes of silence to pray for those that are serving us across the world and even here in the U.S., from our soldiers to our police officers to our firefighters to our paramedics, thank you, Logan, or Decker, to our paramedics. Heavenly Father, we lift them up to you. Continue guiding them and leading them and protecting them. Time now for our invitational hymn.